the Adam Show. I gotta come up with a better name. The Adam Show. It's not like Live with Regis and Kelly, or it just doesn't have a ring. It doesn't have a ring at all. And it's not really a show. This is just the month of November, and I'm putting out something every day so that you wonderful people can hear my voice. I don't know why. But anyway. So yesterday, I had said on my podcast that I put out, actually I'm putting them out two in a row, but I had mentioned that a friend of mine came to town. And the first thing I want to say about my friend is that her name is Angie, but I hate it. I absolutely hate it when people change their names after I've known them for a long time. And that could be they decide to go by a nickname, they decide to go by their middle name, they decide to change their name. I've never had anyone do that. But basically, my ex, Maddie, he decided that he's going to go by Matt now. So I'm supposed to call him Matt. I'm supposed to describe him as Matt to people when I'm talking about him. And because he's too old now, apparently, from what he said, to go by Maddie. I hate that. I was with him for 6 years. He was always Maddie to me. But for some reason, I'm supposed to call him Matt now. And I told him, what the fuck ever, I'm going to call you Maddie. Well, my friend Angie, from the day that I met her, which was probably 15 years ago that I've known her, and just a side story, she was the one that I tried to be straight with. So for those of you who, you know, a lot of us gay boys have the one girl who was like our best friend, and, you know, we went through that guilt phase and we tried to be straight. Yeah, she was the one, so I drug her through the mud, so to speak. She was the only one that I ever had sex with, the only girl I ever had sex with. And it just didn't work, you know? And so she came to town. I haven't seen her in about 5 years. She and I, neither one of us are good at keeping contact with each other. We're friends, but we're identical. I mean, she is like the female version of me. If she had a penis, she would be me. She's slutty like me. I don't have big boobs, and she has huge boobs. I mean, she has these huge breasts. And, you know, if comparatively speaking, I guess I should have a huge penis. But I don't have one of those either. But she came to town, and I took her out to a restaurant, and we had some food and whatever, whatever. And it was good. It was really good. We enjoyed seeing each other. And, of course, both of us are shallow, so we had to tell each other how good we looked. And, oh, you haven't changed at all. You don't look any older, yada, yada, yada. And we went to Starbucks afterwards. And I have a confession to make. There was a guy that I met on Grindr who worked at Starbucks. And he was a hookup. I know everyone who listens to this knows what a hookup is and probably has hookups. And I know you all have the Grindr app because a lot of you used it when you were in Las Vegas. Anyway, I'm nonchalantly ordering my hot chocolate because I don't like coffee. And I make the comment because this guy just recently moved to San Francisco and I didn't know which Starbucks he had worked at. So I was talking to the barista, whatever they're called. And I said, do you know a guy who just quit from here and was transferring to San Francisco? And he said, I'm not sure. Maybe he's like, what's his name? Oh my God, people. I had one of those moments where I was like, I don't know his, I don't know his name. And the look I got back, it's like everyone in the Starbucks, I mean, not just the barista, not just the one that I was talking to, Angie, my best friend, she knew immediately. The Indian couple behind us, they knew. Everybody had this look on their eyes like, oh my God, it's someone that he hooked up with and he doesn't even know his name. It was so embarrassing. Like, I'm not embarrassed that I didn't know his name, but for everyone to automatically know exactly the reason and for me to go, I'm not sure what his name is. It was horrible. Oh, and by the way, her name now is Devanna, which I really don't like, and I refuse to call her that. But she did tell me that, my best friend's name, that is, she did tell me that I can always call her Angie, that she doesn't have any problem with that. And I think that's really good because I'm not going to ever call her anything else other than that. I mean, it's just like Maddie changing his name to Matt. I knew her as a certain thing, And that's what she's going to be. I mean, she was my first. She was the one that I, well, my only. I mean, you know, and I was screaming out Angie as I was trying to fuck her brains out when I was trying to be straight. So, I mean, you know, what else am I going to call her? I mean, I can't call her something else. I mean, the thing that, you know, I was calling her when she had her legs around my head. That's what I've got to call her. I mean, why would I call her? I know it's gross, right? I was telling her, actually, this is going to gross some of you out, but we were having the whole discussion that really pussy doesn't taste any different than ass if they're both clean. They both just taste like skin. Actually, cock tastes the same as pussy that tastes the same as ass as long as they're all clean. You know, unless, of course, it's Wes's cock. I'm just kidding, Wes. I'm sure your cock tastes fabulous. With some little spreadable cheese. I'm just kidding. Oh, hey, I hope he doesn't listen to this. We had a long discussion the other night about, I was so apologetic to him, and I was like, I love uncut penises. I really do. And you don't have to worry about anything as far as that's concerned. And I hope that you didn't take any offense to anything that I said. We had this long conversation about it, and he promised me that he wasn't upset. But here I am perpetuating and making more comments about uncut penis. That was just an aside. Back to my story. Angie and I were having a conversation about how, you know, she did not like oral sex down there. And I don't know how we got into that, but we always have the nastiest discussions. She is nasty for a girl. She's so nasty. I love it. I love it because, as you guys know, there is no topic that I will not broach when it comes to sex. Women, men, cream pies, uncut, cunnilingus, licking ass, whatever the case may be. I mean, there is no topic that I'm not going to, you know, that I'm going to be afraid to talk about. And she's the exact same way. We can talk about anything. It's great. But I'm not going to call her new name that supposedly she wants to go by. Davana. It rhymes with Savannah. Which is actually my niece. Name is Savannah. So if you want to contact me, guys, do you have a story about not remembering a hookup's name? Or maybe never knowing your hookup's name? I sure do. It's happened to me more than once. In fact, I have put in my phone, rather than putting people's name, I've put in like attributes that I remember them by. Like, let's see, in my phone, I had one guy, 10-inch black cock. I had another one, uncut Mexican. Just any number of tight bottom, you know, whatever. I've had all kinds of different, you know, names in my phone other than the person's name. You know, brown bagged face, but really nice body. I don't know. But I've had all kinds of things in my phone to remember people. So do you have any stories about someone that you've done, but you didn't remember their name? And did you have a social situation where maybe you came upon them in a bar or something like that, and they remembered your name, but you didn't remember theirs, or you were trying to introduce them to somebody, and you were like, this is 10-inch black cock. Nice to meet you. Email me and let me know, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. Well, this is my second attempt. I hope you enjoyed my little story. I'm going to be posting these two together, so you're going to get a double dose of Adam tonight. And I'm going to have nothing to talk about on DI Plus because I'm going to tell all my stories on here. But give me some contact, guys, and we'll include it maybe on the next show. Bye, everyone.